With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Industry experts have been predicting farmers may make a shift to planting more corn acres this spring due to tighter supplies and cutback on soybeans. However, recent reports say that President Donald Trump's tariffs may mean America's farmers might not make that shift after all. Reports show that levies on some products from Canada, Mexico, and China have shifted a key market indicator in favor of soybeans. Farmers need more inputs to raise corn than soybeans, and tariffs may make inputs like fertilizer much more expensive. Some farmers are already considering scrapping the idea of more corn and fewer soybeans than usual this year. The corn-to-soy ratio is a key indicator of what farmers intend to plant in the spring and is currently at about 2.2. That's up from the low of 2.04 mid-February. A ratio of 2.5 or more means producers tend to favor soybeans over corn. The Environmental Protection Agency released new guidance on the continuous surface connection definition under the Waters of the United States rule, and cattlemen hailed that announcement. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart issued a positive statement in response to the guidance. For years, NCBA has worked across the federal government, educating members of Congress, participating in agency rulemaking, and fighting for cattle producers in federal court to secure a WOTUS definition that protects both our nation's natural resources and American property rights, Hart said. We are grateful for the administration's efforts to further conform the WOTUS definition to the Supreme Court's decision in Sackett versus the EPA. She also said they thank EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin for his work to finally close a decades-long chapter of regulatory whiplash. Federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act is limited to the Waters of the United States, or WOTUS rule for short. Corn grower leaders joined Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska and congressional biofuel leaders at a press conference on Capitol Hill this week. Ethanol champions came together to push for the passage of legislation that would extend consumer access to fuel with a 15% blend of ethanol. Eliminating barriers to high ethanol blends would be good for farmers and the economy, says Kenneth Hartman Jr., president of the National Corn Growers Association. That's especially true as we face uncertainty in our foreign markets and increasing demand for corn domestically would be a much-needed boost for farmers and rural communities. The press conference came as leaders pushed for a way to use the legislative process to eliminate an obsolete policy that bans the sale of E15 during the summer months. Hartman added that we are very disappointed that extended access to E15 was not included in the continuing resolution that passed the House this week. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says U.S. sales of ag tractors and combines continued to decline in February of 2025 in contrast to last year. U.S. sales of ag tractors declined 17.7% in February, while U.S. sales of combines fell by 48%. While the recent decline in ag tractor and combine sales reflect current market challenges, including global trade concerns and tariffs, we continue to remain optimistic about the long-term future of agricultural equipment, says Curtis Blades of AEM. Four-wheel drive tractors took the biggest drop, falling 41% last month compared to February of 24. In Canada, four-wheel drive tractor sales rose 237% from February of a year ago, while self-propelled combine sales dropped 32% during that same time. Blades added that we are confident that through innovation and collaboration, equipment manufacturers can navigate these challenges. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.